kibeitza, nechuvenis. In the case where he has exactly a beitza, the worth, the size of grapes, like a few grapes together, but together they are exactly the size of a kibeitza, of an egg, is aloche tor. The juice that comes out of it is tor. The juice that comes out of these grapes is tor, stam makabotoma. So soon see why. Because an oichel could only be metama something else, if you have a kibeitza of oichel. Tzadiyik, ho yoyse mi kibeitza, mashmif, you started out with more grapes than a beitza. You have a big bunch of grapes. And now this person that has tumma meis on and this avatumma squeezes out the grapes. The locher is, even though he's not touching the juice that comes out, he's only touching the grapes. And a mace, a tummy mace, doesn't have a tumas masa. There's no tumas masa by a tummy mace. A tummy, somebody touched a mace, he's an avatumum, he's only tumas something else if he touches it. So here, what is the mace touch? The tummy mace touching is only touching the grapes. So the grapes that can become an avatumum, become a rishonatumum. Now that the mashke should become tummy, that's only because the grapes now is touching the mashke. So it's a diya ka yoyse mi kebeitza. Mashma, if you have more grapes than the beitza, is tummy. Then taka, the juice that comes out of the grapes, is tummy. Is the kasha of viyamit, if you're going to tell me now, that mashke habo le'oichel. Is oichelu, again, a kasha, an original kasha. That the original kasha was, the original din was, of Yudah mashmu was mechadish, that if you squeeze out grapes on Shabbos, that the juice should go straight into the food, straight onto the fish, it's mutter. Why? Because since this mashk is going into an oichel, it has a shame oichel on it now, it's called like food, and there's no way to schita. Schita is only if you're creating a mashk now from an oichel. But if this, what comes out, is going into food, it only has a shame oichel on it, and therefore there's no issa of schita. That was Rav Yehuda Mashmul's chiddush. So now we have a kasha, if that's true, that a mashke that's going into an oichel is considered like an oichel of the zoi v'yamrit yamashke habol yoichel. If you could tell me now the juice that goes into food has it been oichel on it? So the habimina is now when you're squeezing out this juice, you're squeezing out these grapes. The juice is going into a food, and still we say if there's more than a kibetza there, it's makabel tumah. Hey, it's more than a beitza, is makabel tumah. Is the kasher why? B'may is kasher. How did this juice get its hechsher? Hey, since this grape juice now is going into the fish, it's considered like fish, it's considered like an oichel. So an oichel is only a mekabel tumah, but it had a hechsher first. So here, b'may is kasher. And the Gemara, who moisiv lo, who mefarik lo, he has the kasher, and gave a teretz, and echnami, and echimta, besoichet, and techakarim. I tell you, what Dafka talking about here now, we are squeezing out this juice into the karim. That's all you do. So since you're squeezing it out into an empty plate, here for sure it's called mashke, it's called juice that's coming out. So you have grape juice. So grape juice does not need any heksher lekabel tumah. It's only an oichel that needs a heksher and not mashke. So mel is no kasher on Rav Yehuda Mashmul. So the vowel is good Rav Yehuda Mashmul, and we said that's the way the Mechaber Paskens Halacha, that if you take a grape and squeeze it out even on Shabbos, for the purpose of using the juice to go into fish, into an oichel, it's mutter. Because that juice is called an oichel, it's not called a mashke. Let's see Rashi. Rashi told me, Meshach Socha, Deisim Gan Novim Kibetz Mechven Estor. Rashi Mishni Vim Sechta Tarvis. This is the Mishnah. O Meforish Bo Behedja. And there it says, Klo. O Bevad Shelo Yiga Bemashke. Avada, we're only talking about in a case where the Zav himself, where the Tomei Meis, did not touch the mashke. Shlayiga b'mashke, the tummy mace didn't touch the mashke. Shena negei el boichel. He's only touching the oichel itself. He's only touching the grape. V'chiv on the kibetza mechavenesu. Now since there's only the exact size of a beitza here, lechisocha tipa kamaisa. When he squeezed out the first tipa, the first juice that came out of the grape, chosalu mekibetza. Now there's not even a beitza left over, the size of a beitza, of an egg. And the call is like this. V'yeinu oichel afal pishu tomei metama hamashkeh sheinu oichel metama acher mepachas mekebeitza. That even though an oichel that is tomei, it can't be metama something else if it has less of a shear than a kebeitza. So here also, since the tomei mace is only touching the grape, so the grapes are tomei. You want now the grapes to matama the mashka that comes out. So on the tzad that the mashka coming out has a shame oichum, since it doesn't have a shame, it doesn't have a shear of a kibetza, it can't be matamarit. So drashi avolimho, you know, gave a mashka. But if the mace would, the tummy mace would have touched the juice itself, it male mashka, me tipa rishona, then avada the juice would become tummy. Shamashka makabal tumma b'chol shu. This is Rashi Sheet at least. That mashka could be makabal tumma even with a kol shu. V'ochinami tonebe behedju. It says also here, that what yoise mekebeitza, if you have more than the size of a beitza, is tummy. Washiki when she yotza tipa rishona, nit mace bekebeitza. When the first tipa comes out, it was makabal tumma from the beitza of the tumadika grapes. The tummy mace atrashi dafka nokat. Sheina matama the hesit. Because the tummy mace, it has no tumas hesit of masli. Vahu adin the tummy sheritz. Vahol tumeya maga. The tummy mace of usa nokat. The viava tumma. Shematoni seifa vazav shaseva zaisim is different. Your zav has a tumas masa. I mean, our hesit, anything that's moved because of him, is tummy. See, since the juice is moved because of him, I'm adding the juice will be tummy in any case. But our tummy mace, it's only if you touch something. So you're only touching the grapes. The juice that comes out is the juice that comes out has to only be kabel tumma from the grape. Now, once the grape becomes less than the shear, the kibetza can be matama something else. So the diikdo mashmir, if there's more grapes more than the shear of the kibetza, then we say the first drops of juice that comes out is makabel tumma and it's tummy. So the kasher is a trash of yamriti salkadaitich. Hafilosefatechagdera. The habiminu is now talking about you squeezing out the juice even into food. So if you're going to tell me now that the mashka that's going into food has the shame oichel on it, so where's the hechshel kabel tumma? There was no hechshel on this oichel. Elamai, the teretz is that we're squeezing out the juice now into a karo, into an empty plate. Therefore, it's called mashka. So mashka doesn't need any hechshel kabel tumma. Therefore, it's very good that if there's more than the size of a beitz of grapes here, so the grapes itself is matama the mashka. So the Gemara Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Kitanoi. Okay, this machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda was mechadish. That if you squeeze out something into oichol, it's called an oichol. It's a machloikis anoyim. It's not so posh as Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu is saying. Okay, it's a machloikis anoyim. What's the locha? Hamachlik banovin. If you have a dough of challah, you make a challah. And on top of the dough, you shmear, you put on top of it some grape juice. Hamachalik banovin. Is loy huchsha. Yes, no, even though it's juicier. The juice is not machshir the lechem, the challah to mekabel tumma. It's not called mashka. We'll soon see why not. Even though you're squeezing out the grape, the juice goes onto the challah. It's not machshir the challah, the bread to mekabel tumma. We have Yehudu leim ma'huchshir. Yehudu says no. The lechem now has its hechshir. It's as if mashka touched the lechem. Therefore, it's huchshir mekabel tumma. The more my love, what my love? What's this machlokes? It's the first one that says there's no hechsher, because since even though it's juice, it's grape juice, it has a shem mashka, but since you're squeezing it out now to put it into the bread, into oichel, it's called an oichel, therefore it's not mashka kabel tumma. Or masava no lav oichelu, it's not called an oichel, therefore it is mashka kabel tumma. So you see, klotz machlekes. So drashi kitanoi mashka haboli oichel oichelu, oi mashku. His shayla, if it's called an oichel or a mashka, it's a machlokes anoyim. Hamechalik banovim nachtum a baker. Hamechalik penei kikrois. Bianovim, he's smearing the top of his breads with grape juice. It's shesoichet hamashka ala kikr. He's squeezing out the grapes that the juice should go directly on top of the kikr. Is huchsher. Ho'eichel v'hanovim huchshu. He's the grape juice was mashka the food. So that's a machlokes anoyim. So who you see, there's the machlekes here. The one says it's called a mashka, one says it's not called a mashka. Rav Papa tell you no. The kula yalma holds mashka, bolu yoichel taka lav oichelu. Everybody here holds the chur, not like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This mashka, even though it's going into food, it's not considered like food. The yohocha, what's the machlekes here? The mashka ha bolu ibud kemiflegi. Here's another shayla, that this juice is going to be lost. So Rashi learned, what does it mean it's going to be lost? It's going to be burnt up, strashi. Sheor shoyafoy v'sorfoy. Like this grape juice is going on top of the bread, the dough. When you put it into the oven now, it's going to be burnt up and be swallowed up by the fire. So that's called ibud. That's why it's not called a mashka. It's mass of a mashka. Even though this grape juice is going on top of the bread, that's going to be burnt up in the oven, still it's called a mashka. Because metchila, when you squeeze it out of the grape, it kind of shame juice on it. So it's called the mashke. It can be machsher the bread. Now the bread has a hechsher. It's metomei. If somebody tomei or sheretz touches the bread's makabel tuma. Or ma'asava lav mashku. And one says, no, dafka here it's not called a mashka. Even though stam a mashka that goes into an oichel is called a mashka, that's because you're going to use the juice there. But here where the juice gets burnt up in the oven, it's not called a mashka. So the Gemara Koponim of Plugta Dani Tanoi, the same machloikis is another machloikis Tanoim. Titania, hamafatze v'zeisim, biyadayim. You have olives that are still a little bit hard, so you want to bang them up a little bit to make them a little bit soft. Mizuavois. And you have yadayim mezuvos, you have tomatika hands, is hukshar. So you, even though when you bang them up a little bit, some of the olive, some of the juice, the oil, comes out on top of the olives, it's considered like your nicha with that juice, and melech hukshar, it's machshah the olives now to makabel tuma. What about lisoif to melech? What about the reason why you want to bang up these olives is to make the olives a little bit softer, that you want to salt the olives. So when the olive is a very hard olive, the salt just falls off the olive. You want to bang up the olives a little bit to make a little bit softer, that the salt could get attached to it. So here, by says you don't want the oil to come out of the olives. You just want the olive to be a little bit soft. It's loy hukshir. Here I tell you there's no hechshir. Hey, since you're not, what do you mean loy hukshir? Means even if when you're banging it, some juice does come out of the olive, some oil does come out, still it's not mashke the peri. Because you don't have das, it's not nichalei with this mashke. Drashia matzia b'zaisim. Kadesh Yirakin, you're banging this to be a little soft. His hukshur, the nichalei v'mashche, the taya falayosh, your materka chayim mar bimtam. Since when you bang a little bit and all the oil comes out, it gives tam, you nichal with it. What about the soif to the melech? Shem mitur, shem koshin, they're very hard, ain ha melech nidbak ben. The salt doesn't get attached to them. Umat soyin, a rakachon nibachutz mat, and you're banging it now on the outside to make it a little bit softer, is a lochalei hukshur. You have no kavana by faith at all for the juice to come out. You don't only want it to make it a little bit soft, because then the salt should get attached to it. But good sakoponim, you don't want the mashka to come out, therefore it's not huksha. It's not negated to us yet. Now what's negated to us? What about leid imhegiya zaysav, lamasik imloi, as you want to be able to squeeze out like some of the oil to know if these olives are right now, to put into the press, to press them out to get the oil, is loy hukshur. Such a case is not hukshur. Even though the chur, you want the olive, the oil to come out now, to test it, to see if it's roy, to squeeze out these olives to make the oil out of it, still loy hukshur. We'll soon see why. We have Yudu in the hukshur. Yudu says no. Since you're squeezing out, you're banging these olives, that some oil should come out, you're nichu with this olive, so now that's taka machshur. So the more my love, welcome mitzvagi. My love, this is the machlokes here. The mass of a mashku mid libud mashku. This juice that's going libud is going to be lost. Because even though you're testing it now to see if it's roy to be pressed for the olives to make the oil out of it, but this juice that comes out now you're going to throw away. You're not going to use it. As you're squeezing a little bit olives to see the oil that comes out, is it roy right? So this olive, this juice you throw away. Just if it's ripe, you know to squeeze the rest of them out. So it's called mashku hilik libud. And one says that it's called mashkim, or masav alav mashku. So the machlokes we had before is a right another machlokes tanoim. Trashi leidim megiya zaysav lamasik. Sarachu lirois im shum noyach lotzeis. If the oil is easy to come out, miyu hamashku is a liibud. The juice itself now is going liibud. Trashi miyu hamashku is a liibud. But the mashku is just going liibud. Is the churahani tanoi. So this is the two machlekes tanoim, the same machlekes, that the juice, even though you're squeezing something for a juice, but the juice is in the bila ibud, if that's called a mashke or not. So the Gemara, I'll tell you, the Gemara is a little bit different now. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, hani tanoi b'mashke or medlibud pligi, take a right. This last machlekes, when you're squeezing out these olives, to see if the oil is ready, and then you throw away the olive, the oil, that zikha the machlekes, even though it's a mashke now, but since it's hilich libud, you're just going to throw it away. It's not a chosh of a mashke. Of the hanach tanoi, but it's not mucha, that's the machlekes, the first tanoim. By the nachtum, by the baker that smears some grape juice on top of the kikrois. I'll tell you, the hanach tanoi, the other machlekes is, the mashke oime the tzachzachoi, kumiflagi. Now there's a little bit better. There you're not mamish be ma'abit, the grape juice. what happened there? You're squeezing out the grapes, that the juice should go on top of the dough, on top of the bread. So there you're not mamas l'hodek libud. It's not cool. You're like just throwing away the juice. Faket, you want this grape juice to go on top of the bread to give a tam there. But it's considered a l'tzachtzachoy. It's only there to give a shine to the bread. In other words, the actual juice is going to be burnt up in the oven. But it's not mamish called hulik libud. That's what he wants this taina. That is two machoikas tanoi manat toli zebezeh. So Drashi, hani tanoi de matsoi by the zeithim, vade de mashko em libud pli. That's the machoikas whether it's em libud or not. Kedi amrinan. Avo tanoi de machalik, the machoikas here tanoi about pouring the grape juice on top of the kikrois. Lav the em libud pli. That's not the machoikas whether it's em libud. The lav libud also, stack I'm not going libud. You put it there to make the oichel shiny. And it did its purpose. It's like a shiny at the top of the bread. The oichel here is we are squeezing out these grape that the juice should go on top of the bread. For what purpose? To make the bread have a little shine on top of the bread. You're going to tell me that goes into an oichel is called a mashke. That's only we doing it to put it into the bread, to make the bread taste good, or to soak it into the bread, to eat the bread with the mashka. But here, where it's only for the purpose of tzachtachoy, to make the top of the bread look shiny, here it's a machlekes. About kopon and both these, like four tanoim, milachur hold not like a view damashmul. The rule going that stam and oich a mashke, if it's hoylach loichel, even though it's going into an oichel, still it's called a mashke. Now the only reason why it's not called a mashke is either because it's hoylach libud, or else because only for the purpose of a tzachtachay. Benach nami, if it's for the purpose of putting it into food that you can eat it there, then vachur all these hold that it is called a mashke. Now koponim we paskin still like before, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so not like that, that if you squeeze out the grapes for the purpose of putting the juice directly into the fish, into an oichel, it's not called a mashka, there's no issa of mefarik. So more about it. We'll soon see more about this, about the rach pshatzum. Omer Rav Zero, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Soichet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim L'Teich HaKedera. A person is allowed to squeeze out grapes, L'Teich HaKedera. Like we had before, you could squeeze out grapes to get the juice into gedera, into food. You squeeze it out onto the fish, it's mutter. But you're not allowed to squeeze it out into the car, into a stam, an empty plate, because then you have mashke, and it's called, you created a mashke from an eichel, that's the yisim afarik. What about v'dag letziroi? If you have a fish, a dog, and you have juice inside the fish, you want to squeeze out the juice of the fish, afilu techa kara. Even though you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice alone, like here, lakara means an empty kara, still it's mutter. Trashi v'dag letziroi is chit as dag. Loitzi tzira, take out the juice inside it. Lav mashku, here it's not called a mashka, elo oichlin. It's considered like oichlin, therefore it's mutter. Yeah. That's what Rav says. So the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi, ukoma lo lahai shmaita. As Rav Dimi sat down and was saying over this halochem, is omalei abai le Rav Dimi. Abai, you told Rav Dimi. Oson you mishmei the Rav masnisen. You learned this din in the name of Rav. For lekash lechu, mainly you had no stira on Rav to Rav. Ova anan mishmei di Shmuel masninen lei. We learned this din that a dog litziro if he squeeze out the fish for the purpose of his juice, it's mutter. And we learned it in the name of Shmuel vekashalon. And then we had a stira Shmuel on Shmuel. What's the stira? Mia ma Shmuel. Is it true that Shmuel said dog litziro? Afilu techa kara is mutter, that the purpose of the dog is a tziroi. It's mutter. Even though you want the juice of it, we learned. Kvosim shesochton. Kvosim means Rashi is yerek chai, a raw vegetable. Kovish b'yarin, that you soaked it in wine. V'chaim it's in wine or vinegar. Yeah? Kvosim shesochton. Omar Rav. Legufon mutter. If the kavoner is legufon, that means to make the vegetable alone taste good. The moshe, you have sour pickles. You have a pickle that's sour in the sour water, and now you take out the pickle, you want to eat the pickle. But there's too much juice in the pickle. So you want to squeeze out the pickle, the gufon, to make the pickle itself taste good. That's mutter. There's no way to schita there. because you don't have it for the purpose of drinking the juice. You just want it for the purpose of making the food good. That's not called you made a mashke. That's called oichel miyoichlas mutter. What about the memegim? If the reason why you're squeezing out these pickles because you want to drink the pickle juice, you should know potel avo osa. His midirabonim not called ponim it's osa. His potel midiraisa it's mutter. It's not a derech schita. It's not called ponim midirabonim though it's osa. To drashi legufon. Im lech ola kvosim. Soichton, if you squashed it out, to eat the kita kvosim, mimashke hatzaf aleim, v'anivla ben mutl lechatchila. It's mutl lechatchila to squeeze out the pickle juice from the pickles. The loy mefarakus, it's not called mefarak. Hoya v'lav lemashke utzorach. You're not taking out the juice to drink the juice, you're taking it out to make the food, to make the pickle taste good. So that's mutl. What about you squeezing out the pickles now for the purpose of drinking the juice? You should know, potter zatrashi, shein ze mefarik, shein amashka ze yoitzim in akvosim, shalai godal betechen. Because this mashke is not part of the vegetable itself. Like we're talking about now, where you're soaking the cucumber in this juice, pickling it. So the water that came in is not part of the juice. Shalai godal betechen. I will also otto zeisim renovim. So it's only also otto dumya to a schita of zeisim renovim. If you are born in this also to squeeze out, to squeeze out these pickles, because if you want it for the purpose of using the juice, it looks like a schita. So that's what Rav holds. Mashenka zok gemara. What about shlokis? What about if you have a cooked vegetable or a cooked fruit? Then bein legufa and bein lemameya mutter. That's Rav. You let it squeeze it out, even though you want the purpose of the juice. But since here it's a cooked fruit, vice versa, when you cook it, it all has a shem oichel on it. So even though you want the juice right now, still it's potter, like Rashi says. Shlokis, afilu memeyim, lav mashkininu, elo oichel. It's always considered only oichel. It's not called a mashke. Thus how Rav. What is Shmuel amar? Shmuel says though, echot kvoshim, whether you have pickles, the echot shlokis, whether you have something that was cooked, or cooked fruit, you should know, if you want to squeeze them out now on Shabbos, it depends. Legufan mutter. If you're kavoni, you're squeezing it out now as the gufon to make the pickle taste good, to get the juice out of the pickle. Or else you have this shlok, is this cooked fruit. You want to squeeze out the juice to make the fruit taste good, that's mutter. There's no mefarik, you're not doing it for the mashke, it's mutter. Lemeneyem, but in the case we are squeezing it out to get the juice out of it, to drink the juice, potelav will also. Hakol potem, it's also mid the rabbonim. So drashi, lemeneyem, potelav will also. What's the kasha now? What shlok is? When you have cooked fruit, the chura dumi the dang, that dang it to a fish. To the tziron who, for lo yishar ve lo yishmul ha-kathchila, Shmuel is not mat ha-kathchila to do this. Hey, since the juice in the fish, we're talking about, I say, it's also pickled fish. So it's not stam the juice of the fish itself. There's other juice, other water that came into the fish, pickled fish. So you want to squeeze out the juice now, before you said, it's mutter. And here Shmuel is saying, shlokas, that's a cooked fruit, it's the same thing like a cooked fish. If you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice, it's also. So we have a stira and Shmuel. But he said, the way you learned, Mishmei the Rav is the one that said the loch of the fish, therefore it's good. That's where you enter the back. Omalei hilakim, like Losh and Shmua. Eini roi v'lezar, my eyes saw it, no, it's not somebody else. The what? Mi pumid Rebbe Yimya Shmili, I heard it from the name of Rebbe Yimya. Rebbe Yimya and Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera, my Rav Chia Barashi. Rav Chia Barashi, my Rav. Enoch Nami, we heard this also in the name of Rav. Rashi, any rov lezar, how the bin lemei malucha mishmei the rav itmar. I'm not stop telling you. Baba maizes, now no klo. So mel is no spirit right now. Rav, just like Rav says, shlokis, cooked vegetables or cooked fruit. You're allowed to squeeze out the juice, even if you want the purpose of the memeim. And the svar is like Rashi says, since you cooked the juice inside it, even the juice got a shem oichol. So who adin adar? You're allowed to squeeze out the cooked fish because the juice inside also got a shem oichol on it. According to Shmuel, that would be also. So there was no spirit of Shmuel and Shmuel, because Shmuel never said a lot about a dog, that a dog is mutter to squeeze it out for its seer.
Gufa. Kvoshim shesochton. We have this kvoshim, that means like the pickles, some vegetable that you're pickling, it's soaking in juice, it's soaking in wine, or in vinegar. Kvoshim shesochtum, now on Shabbos you come and squeeze out this vegetable. Omar Rav, legufon mutter. If the reason why you're squeezing out the vegetable is legufon to make the vegetable itself taste better, like we said, the pickle has too much juice inside it. and you want to squeeze out now the pickle, that the juice should go out, is mutter. For that it's mutter, there's no issa schita, because you're not mechavin to make a mashke. Your kavon is just to fix up the peri, so what comes out is not called a mashke, there's no issa mefarik. But if you're squeezing out these pickles for the juice, to be able to drink the juice, is potel aval osa. That was the first din. The Rav holds, it's osa midrabonin. Midrabonin, now let us squeeze out the pickles for the juice, because midrabonin, it looks like it is a schita. Ushlokois, what about cooked vegetables? Ushlokois, something that was cooked. Bein legufon, bein lememehe mutter. That was Rav's din. Even though you're squeezing out cooked vegetables for the purpose of drinking the juice, still it's mutter. That's Rav's svara. The do it legufon for the purpose to make the vegetable good, that's treated mutter. So the chiddush is when you have a cooked vegetable, shlokos, that's even mutter on Shabbos to squeeze out for the purpose of the juice. So what's the svar? What's the chilek? So Rashi learns, shlokos, that Rashi afilu lememehim. Even on its side, you're squeezing out the cooked vegetables or the cooked fruit for the purpose to drink its juice. Lav mashke ninu, it's not considered a mashke, elo oichel. It's always called an oichel. It's once you cook the vegetable, vice versa, the juice that goes inside it now, when it's cooked together, gets a shem oichel on it. So even later, when you squeeze out the juice, it's still called an oichel. So it's just called like you're cutting the vegetable, cutting the fruit in half. Like before, there was an oichel, and now it's an oichel. That's not a nissim afarik. Mashenkin, by kvosim, it's the water that goes in, it's only covers, you're only soaking, pickling it. So there we don't say the water that goes in, mamish, becomes part of the oichel to get a shem oichel on it. No, it's still called juice. So if you squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice, it's also our kolponim midirabonim, because since it has a shem mashke on what's coming out, it looks like you are creating mashke from an oichel. Even though really there's no issur d'oraisa here, for a few reasons. Eshtin is not a derech to squeeze it out. It's like fruit that are not a derech. And also, since metchila, this water, this pickling water was a mashke before. Now when you put it into the eichel, it never really gets part of the eichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's not considered you're creating a new mashke. It's called this mashke was here before, and now it's coming out again. So with the raisa, poshut, according to Rav and Shmuel, there's no issa by squeezing out kvosim. But I'll call upon them, when you squeeze out the kvosim with the rabbonin, it's awesome. Because it's mechse, it looks as if you, when you want it for the mashke, it looks like you're doing a schita. So gzeira is up till you come to squeeze grapes and zeisim. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no. We pass him like Shmuel. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says echod ze v'yechod ze. Both, whether they're cooked vegetables or whether they're just kvoshim, whether they're just vegetables that were soaking in pickle juice, is legufon mutter. You're squeezing out the juice to make the fruit itself taste good. That's taka mutter. Of the memeim, if the reason why you're squeezing out the juice is for the purpose of the juice, you want to drink the juice. It's like a potalava osa. Shnom with the rabbonin al koponim, it's awesome. He's by shlokis. He's by kvoshim, where you just pickled the juice. There we say it's for the juice, is always called the juice. So therefore, if you squeeze it out now for the purpose of drinking the juice, with the rabbonin it's also, it looks like you created juice from a neichel. And by shlokis, Weister Shmuel does know this svarim, that when you first cook the vegetable, the juice that went inside got a shame vegetable on it. It's called a neichel. No. Even though you cooked it in water, the water that goes inside is still called a mashke. So now on Shabbos, to squeeze out the juice from the cooked fruit or the cooked vegetable is also awesome midrabonin. Midrabonin, it looks like you're being mefarik, you're creating now juice from an oichel. That midrabonin, it's awesome. Now comes the chiddush. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Rabbi Yechonin says though, echot kvoshim, v'yechot shlokis. Both kvoshim, something that was pickled, or el shlokis, a fruit, a vegetable that you cooked. Legufon, if you squeeze it out, legufon, to make the peri itself taste good, then the b'yechon is moider that mutter. It's mutter metchiluk to squeeze it out on Shabbos. You can squeeze out a pickle to get the juice, if there's too much juice in the pickle, if it makes the pickle taste better this way. It's mutter. Ma'ashenk in the memeyem, he holds, if you're squeezing out the pickles to be able to drink the juice, when you're squeezing out a cooked fruit, in order to drink the juice, he holds chayiv chatis. This is a v'yichnis chiddush. Not only is it osa and is it mutter, but it's osa, and not only is tam osa, but it's even osa midiraisa. Self v'yichnis. And it's a shaila how we paskin here. So the chur, it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel keneged Rav Yechanan. Is there only an issur Rabbonin or is there an issur Raisin? So first we paskin Rav and Shmuel, their Rabbin. They say that by squeezing out shlokis and kvoshim, it's only yosim of the Rabbonin. Mashenkin, the Rach Shiter is, holds no yos the chumrum, that we paskin like Rav Yechanan, that squeezing out even kvoshim and even shlokis is osim of the Raisin. And he's also, this is the Rach. Yes, like the saying, the Rach Shiter is that he paskins like this Rabbi Yechanan, that it's also to squeeze out even shlokas or kvoshim, the tzorach the juice, and it's also midiraisa, and he also holds that Rabbi Yechanan is not mechalik whether you squeeze it out into an eichel or into an open plate, an empty plate. As he holds, even if you squeeze out the juice into an eichel, still we hold, mashka haboli eichel is kamashka dami, and there'll also be an issa schita. This is the Rach's Chiddush. But Alocha, Mikra Adim, we don't paskin like the Rach. Mikra Adim, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, that Shlokas and Kvoshim is only Yosem with the Rabbonin, to squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice. And Posh, we also paskin like before, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says you're allowed to squeeze out even grapes and even olives. If you squeeze them out into an Eichel, that's Mutter, even with the Rabbonin, to do it. That's the Posh of Alocha. Because the Mechaber does bring down the Rach Shita to say that a Machmir is Tevel of Ruch. If you want to be Machmir, it's not to squeeze out olives or grapes, which the Chumra, only goes on these two, which we hold this is also Midiraisa. Midiraisa is also to squeeze out grapes or olives. So on this side, the Iraisa, if you want to be Machmir, it's a nice thing, like the Rach Shita, not to squeeze out grapes or olives onto an Eichel. Even into an Eichel, still it's also. Mashen came by Shap Heiris, that we hold this only Yosem the Rabbonin. Is this that the Rach says that Shlokis and Kvoshim is the right, so that's for sure we don't paskin like that. Rovi Shrenk, what everybody says, Faket from him. We paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, since they're the Roiv. So Melo Shap Heiris squeezing it out, the Zichir only Yosem the Rabbonin. So about this only Nis for the Rabbonin to squeeze out Shap Heiris, the Avadi could be Mekol, and to squeeze it out into an Eichel. Like we said before, the Mishnah Berurah writes him. On the tzad, you want to drink tea on Shabbos, and you want to squeeze out the lemon into the tea, so you're not going to squeeze out the lemon directly into the tea, because that's called, you want the juice of the lemon, which is a koponim osim of the rabbonim, but the eitzer is, squeeze it out onto a teaspoon of sugar, squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar, so that's called, like the mashke is going into an eichel, that's mutter. And befrat, tibas only is the rabbonim squeezing out the lemons, so vadi kri mekel, not kri machel, not the rachit. Right. Takopon and Meisve, Fetimar Kashim Rabbi Yechanan now. Soichtin is the Abraisa, Soichtin Kvoshim B'Shabbos, the Torah of Shabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out Kvoshim, that means pickles, on Shabbos, the Torah of Shabbos. If you wanted to eat on Shabbos, Avlelo Maitzvoy Shabbos. You can't prepare now the pickles for Maitzvoy Shabbos. V'zeisim V'yanovim L'Yitzchot. Marshenkin, olives and grapes don't squeeze out. V'yim Sochad L'Yitzu, you do squeeze them out on Shabbos, Yishino Chayiv Chattis. There's an issue of Yeraisa. So Chorutz Mashma, only on Zeisim Yanovim is it Osim Midiraisa. This is Ashton Zakasha on Rabbi Yechanan. And also, even according to Rav and Shmuel, it's Shver. Chorutz Mashma, the first case, that you're allowed to squeeze out Kvoshim for any purpose on Shabbos. Avidun L'Tzarech HaShabbos. Mashma, even if you're squeezing it out, L'Memeyin, you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the drink, the juice, it's Mutim Metchila. And both according to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, everybody before said, that are Koponim by Kvoshim, that's by pickles, sour pickles. You're not allowed to squeeze out the pickles for the purpose of drinking the juice. And here the Braita says, Tam that it's mutter. So who is the kasha? So the more kasha the Rav, kasha the Shmuel, kasha the Rav Yechanan. So the Gemara named Rav Mataros Atayimei, Shmuel Mataros Atayimei, and Rav Yechanan Mataros Atayimei. They all give a Taros according to the Shita. Rav Mataros Atayimei, Rav doesn't learn this Braita according to the Shita, the what? So Braita says, Sechtin Kvosim B'Shabbos Atorach HaShabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out a kvoshim, a pickled vegetable, l'tzorech haShabbos. Avlelo mitzvoy Shabbos. Not if you want to do prepare it for the Malav Malka. Now, the kasha was, as mashmeh, any time you're squeezing it out, even for the juice, it's mutter. So it's Rav name. B'meh, devor mamurim, when does the Braisa say that it's mutter l'gufon? We're squeezing out the juice for the purpose of the vegetable itself, to make the vegetable taste good. Avlelo mameh, if you're doing it for the purpose of the juice, potter avalosi, you know, then it's potter avalosi. But Avadim and Rabbon, it's also Smilas Naj, not a kasha to Rav. Ushlokis, what about cooked vegetables? or cooked fruit, bein lagufam, bein lemeyam muta. That's Rav Shittam. Even though you're squeezing it out now for the purpose of the juice, and Rashi before said the svara, if you have a cooked vegetable, the water, when it goes in, when you're cooking it, it becomes part of the peri, part of the oichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's still called an oichel. Therefore, there's no mafarik. It's not called you're creating now a mashke from an oichel. It's considered you're just cutting the oichel in here. That's the halacha by Shlokas, according to Rav. That what bein leguf and bein lemeyam is mutter. What now the Brisa says of the zaysim v'yanovim? What about olives and grapes? Lo yischoit v'yimsochton chayiv chatis. If that's the only case, chayiv chatis. That's what we hold alochem. Only zaysim v'yanovim, because there the juice of wine, there's wine and oil. That's called a real good mashke. So by making that on Shabbos, squeezing out the grapes to get the wine, that's called you created a mashke from an uichel, and that's the issue deraisa of mafarik, which is a tolda of dash. Mashenkein basha peris, even though sometimes they squeeze it out for juice, that's not the ikka purpose of the peri. The ikka purpose of the peris are the fruit. Smell of the juice never gets a shame mashke when it comes out. Therefore, it's always called midiraisa. You're just squeezing out an oichel from an oichel. That's not an issa mafarik. It's midiraisa. You only have the issa only on wine and on oil. This is the way Rav learns. So tomorrow, Shmuel matatza tamei. Shmuel learns the braisa according to the shita. The what? Soichtin kvosim b'shavis atzorach haShabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out kvosim. That means pickles on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. And who adin lishlokas? It has the exact same halacha according to Shmuel. Shlokas, cooked vegetables and pickled vegetables, are the same halacha. That what? Not that it's smut in any case. No, the med devar mamurim. When do we say it's smut? Then we pass like the sheep, like Shmuel. Davka legufon. You're allowed to squeeze out pickled pickles or cooked vegetables if you're squeezing out the juice. For the purpose to eat the vegetable, it's better without the juice. That's mutter. Legufon is mutter. Avul emeyem, but if you're squeezing out the juice, I'm not to drink the juice by itself. And achnami potter midraisis potter, because that juice is not called the choshev amashke. It's not doimet to yayin and to shemin. About kol ponim avol also midrabbanon, though it's also because midrabbanon it looks like you are using the juice now. It looks like you're creating juice from an echol. It looks like mafarik. Now v'zeisim v'yanovim. What about squeezing out olives and grapes la yischot on Shabbos v'yimsochet chayiv chatis? So you learn Shmuel. Fight to Rav Yechonon Matar Satayim. Rav Yechonon holds the Hishita. The what? Soichten kvosim l'tzorech haShabbos. Avolei l'mitzvoy Shabbos. The Braisa says it's mutter to squeeze out kvoshim for Shabbos and not for mitzvoy Shabbos. According to Kashrit, it's mashmas mutter b'chol eifin. And the Gemara, no. He learns echot kvoshim v'yechot shlochis. According to Rav Yechonon, also there's no chiluk between a pickled, a sour pickle, something that was pickled, and a cooked vegetable. Now the medavar mamurim, when do we say it's mutter to squeeze out these vegetables on Shabbos? Legufon. If the purpose is to make the guf of the vegetable better. Legufon of the peri. Avul emeyim, if you're squeezing it out for its juice, you should know, lo yischot. You're not allowed to squeeze it out on Shabbos. V'yimsochat l'yitzu, you do squeeze it out on Shabbos, the locher is, nas, it's made. K'mi shesocha zeisim v'yanovim. It's as if you're squeezing out zeisim v'yanovim v'chayim chatis. So he said that Mikra Adim Yipasna Grav and Shmuel are squeezing out vegetables, anything that's not grapes and olives is only Yosem Midrabonim. And Enechlam, if you do it Lagufan, if you squeeze out these things for the purpose to make the pre taste better, it's Mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Afkamin Lalacha, let's say you have a kugel that has too much oil inside it. It's an oily kugel. And you will get your portion on Shabbos. You want to squeeze out the kugel to get the oil out. The oil should go out of the kugel. So your kavanah is not to eat the oil. The kavanah is just to get the oil out of the fruit, out of the kugel, to make the kugel taste better. So that's called schita legufon. You're squeezing it out legufon to make the kugel taste better. That's mutter. There won't be any issa schita on that. So the more about it. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav. Tava Toro, this is where we hold Aloha, the Midiraisa, Einoi Chayiv, Elo Aldrisa, Zaysam Yadnovim Bovad. Where is there an Issa Schita? That's a tolda of Dash, that's called Mefarik, which is a tolda of Dash, only by squeezing out olives and grapes. And we said the Svari is because on this the Mashka is called a good Mashka. Wine and oil is called Mashka. Therefore it's considered you made a Mashka from an Eichel, that's the Issa Diraisa Mefarik. The Morgachain Tona Devei Menashe. The Va'atoyra ain't a chayev elu al drisa zaysam yanovim.
Midiraisi, you only chayiv by squeezing out olives and grapes. That's the only time you chayiv. Right, another loch, and now he says, Nusugi like, vi ain't aid mi pi aid kosher. Aidis tamal is only kosher if you see it yourself. You see what happened, you come to Bezin and say aidis. What about you heard it over from somebody else? You yourself didn't see the maisa. You didn't see somebody was mace, was dead. The shala, a man goes to the army, and he gets killed there. And now the wife at home doesn't know that he's mace. So when Eidechot comes home and says that that the husband is mace, we believe the Eidechot. What about if you didn't see him die? No, you heard over from your friend that he died. That's called Eid Mi Pi Eid. She says, the Ein Eid Mi Pi Eid Kosher, when is the only time that's good? Eloi Eid is Ishu Bavad.